These are reconnecting tactics from tactical composure. We use the word reconnecting on the assumption that each person already has a range of good things in their life, sources of composure, sources of strength and ability, and sources of positive emotion, things that make us feel good. And in our busy lives, with all of our competing priorities, we let some of these fall away. We may not reaffirm them or reconnect with them. And in some ways, this tactic is about recalling and recording those sources of positive energy so that we can bring them into our mind to help us compose when we're experiencing tension or setbacks or feelings of disappointment or perhaps self-criticism. Reconnecting to the bigger picture of our life can produce positive emotions in ourselves. The happy hormones get released. It also gives us a wider view of our own ability, and that this moment, this disappointment or this frustration that we may be experiencing is one point in time in our lives as a whole. So what we ask you to do in this exercise is to take pen and paper or gain a keyboard or use your smartphone to dedicate some real time, 5 to 10 minutes each, to write through the answers to these key questions. And it's about initially just reconnecting by getting to know and recalling your sources of connection. And then from there, you might decide to go and strengthen some of those, explore them more, talk to people about them, perhaps find some gaps where you'd like to go and rebuild some connections along the way. Bearing in mind that having done this, you'll be more prepared in the heat of the moment when you need to stop and reconnect. Now, some people in the field talk about mental toughness or resilience, which is, you know, bouncing back after a disappointment or something that didn't go so well or something that was difficult. And reconnecting is one way of doing that, by bringing your awareness back to those things that have worked well. So I'll just run through some of the key questions that we ask you to complete and think about and talk with a buddy or talk with someone in your life. So for reconnecting to sources of composure, two questions. First, recall or write down all the simple, healthy activities that make you feel composed. Things that make you feel good and feel calm. They may be interests and hobbies, maybe sport, maybe something that allows you to pamper yourself. And in this list, we encourage you to exclude things like the beer and the wine and those sorts of things. But certainly rock and roll and your choice of music will go into the mix. So those things that make you feel good, that are achievable, these sorts of things you may not be able to do for 5 minutes while you're at work, but certainly on the weekend. Next is to recall and write down the people that support you and make you feel good. Those people you can turn to. Maybe the top 5 people that you'd ask advice from if you're in a pickle. Next, we have reconnecting to sources of strength. Two questions again. The first is to recall and write down what your guiding values, principles, and objectives are. So the sorts of values which guide your behavior from day to day, and you would like to guide you even in those moments when you're not so composed. The principles you live by, and perhaps the objectives and goals that you have in your life. Where are you heading? What's important to you in terms of meaning and value? If it's to be a good friend, if it's to work hard and contribute, or to raise the kids, even the seemingly simple objectives in our life are important. Second question is to recall and write down your strengths and abilities. And especially the strengths and abilities that you have that can serve you right now in the situation that may be bothering you or in your phase of life. And not trying to judge those strengths or abilities, just things that you know you can do, things that you're learning or you're developing along the way. And the third set, reconnecting to sources of positive energy. So again, two questions. The first one is recall and write down your accomplishments from the past and successes. And this is about tapping into those things that have gone well, where you've used your skills and abilities, where you've stood up to a challenging situation. Even by just listening and patience and persistence, you may have got there. So accomplishments, no matter how small, might be learning to drive, for some easy, for some harder. It may be finishing off a course, learning to cook a particular type of meal, overcoming some sort of challenge as well. So it doesn't have to be things that have awards attached to them, of course. Everyday accomplishments, everyday successes. And the second question in this set is to recall and write down the good things presently in your life. So the good things, no matter how small, not just the gratitudes, which is great to have, but the things you appreciate in people, things you appreciate in your situation, and just the simple things you appreciate, perhaps hot water or being able to walk the dog to the park nearby. So by engaging in thinking about the good things, it does stimulate positive emotion and activate centers of the brain that allow you to feel good. So as I mentioned, writing and recording these things is an important step. Even by doing so, you may have a sense of positive emotion or some sense of composure or settledness already. For others, it may unsettle us. Think, gee, there's some more connecting I need to do here. And because connecting is guaranteed to help in some way, it's a good way to go. So take some time to talk with someone you're close to with about your answers. And of course, go out there and affirm those good relationships by telling people that are close to you that you appreciate what you appreciate about them.